A very good morning to you. Saturday morning here across Australia. This is your weekend breakfast. Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge.
Very nice to be here. I feel chipper.
Absolutely gorgeous.
You slept.
I got 12 hours of sleep last night. I'm feeling absolutely divine.
I think somehow we went to Bizarro World, actually.
Oh, yeah, where you went
Michael.
Out last night.
No, because I did what you do. I turned around and it was 2 a.m.
You went to the footy, you went out, had a couple of drinks, you had a good night.
No, I didn't go out. I bought a new record player, so I was playing I was on my decks.
Oh, you were getting full high fidelity, weren't you?
That was amazing.
Hey, just have to touch on this right now. We were having a look through the paper this morning, and they were talking about Jarryd Hayne and his amazing bloody two-week. The Hayne plane. You know, look, we're not a sports station, so we won't get too deep on this, but how good is that? The man has followed his dreams. He's dropped like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of cash in the rugby league to go follow his dream over in America.
I love this. I'm not really a sports person, as you know.
Oh, you love Collingwood.
Well, aside from that, I love the fact that he's able to switch codes like that. An extraordinary
Well, we've had some failures recently switching codes.
Yeah.
Michael Hunt.
Yes, we have.
Izzy Folau.
But it's looking like he's going to get picked up, yeah? Jarryd Hayne?
Well, or someone will. I mean, I'm a Queenslander, so I dislike him because he's that brilliant for New South Wales.
Okay.
But you've got to respect the man and his athletic ability.
Incredible.
So stay there. Don't go back and play for New South Wales, mate.
Yeah.
That's all I can
don't
ask.
Think he will be, mate. I don't think he
in
will.
In a total switch of topic, One Direction news coming up very shortly. We'll be touching on that. That's Jarryd Hayne related, sort of.
Is it?
No, not at all. I was just trying to create a nice segue.
Jarryd Zane related.
Oh,
Zane's not part of 1D. Good one, idiot.
Oh, no.
Try. Don't even try.
I can't wait to hear what you got to say about
Hello,
it.
Fellow teens.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
All right. Big news happened this week for anyone. Well, for anyone, really, because you either have a kid that this is going to affect or you're a younger person that are very into it. One Direction have announced that they are going on hiatus.
That's
shortly.
Right. They're taking an extended break.
Uh-huh.
When you heard a worldwide sobbing and hysteria from
Kleenex sales up 4,000%.
They then responded by saying, no, it is just a break. It's a long holiday. That's all. We will be back. We can't wait to share with you our new creative direction once we are back and we've had a break. But, you know, it's like when you're in a relationship you're not so sure about and you say, let's have a break. You never really intended on going back.
No one comes back from a break.
It's just you're too scared to actually properly break up.
A hiatus is a polite way of saying that we're giving up. And I feel bad.
Are you calling them out for giving up?
No, they're not giving up. But, I mean, they're going to go off in different directions. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Zane has left. No, not one. They are in four different
directions
now. I mean, some might join a duo. Who knows? We don't know the future of these sort of things. But I'm disappointed in the way that the mainstream media has painted a picture of the fans of One Direction. Mm. Because, sure, I'm not the biggest 1D fan in the world. But I appreciate that the kids do stuff that has a huge impact on young people these days.
Absolutely. You know what? I think it's important as a rite of passage that you have these idols that you obsess over.
Yeah.
And the only difference for this generation is that they have a direct access to them because of Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Whereas in the olden days, I was obsessed with Michael Jackson. I had to write a letter, send it off to his fan club,
and wait for
some loser who was obsessed with Michael Jackson to send me a letter back with a signed photo that he probably never saw.
No chance.
Was my only interaction with him, right?
Yeah.
But so, of course, these kids are obsessed. That's normal.
And you know, sure, you say Michael Jackson, and they might not be on the same level. No disrespect to One Direction at all, but the king of pop is the king of pop. But we're talking the bands, the boy bands from back in the day, the New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
The Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, take that, E17, Five to a lesser degree.
Do you count
Boys to Men?
Oh, Boys to Men, yes. They were R&B legends. Mm. Human Nature to an even lesser extent.
Still going, though.
Still around.
Yeah, they're still going.
CDB to the lowest extent.
Oh, Andrew De Silva. Cool Dandenong Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what we want to know is, 131060, we are here to support these young people in their time of need, and we would like to know, because these reporters are saying no one's even going to give a toss about One Direction in a year's time, two years' time, and we say no. I feel like, yes, you can mock One Direction all you want, but I feel like boy band fans are fans for life. And what I would like to know is if you are still a fan of your original boy band crush. Mm. I'm talking Take That.
Yeah.
I've been told there are no Take That fans still.
How? It's not possible.
That's what I said.
I'm sure there
that's
are
Fana Bros
some.
Fan.
Well, that's a harder task, I would suggest. But yeah, give us a call, 131060, if you are still however many years later, even though they broke up maybe a decade, maybe more ago, if you still hold a little candle for them. Because it's your formative years. You never forget that first crush.
Oh, mate.
And maybe you went and saw New Kids on the Block when they toured.
And Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
I know the dance moves to everybody. Yeah. I'm not going to admit it too much, but you know.
All right, 13, 10, 60.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Now, One Direction have called it not quits, but you know, semi-quits, like when you're in a relationship and you say, let's just take a break.
Mm.
Sure, yes, I'm hopeful that the boys will come back, but, you know, sometimes I'm not sure what happens after hiatus. Now, what we've put the call out to Australia is for fans of boy bands from back in the day.
Yeah, because, you know, there's been mass hysteria amongst One Directioners.
Which is fair.
That's fair
because totally
fair. They love them. They deeply love them and their world has fallen apart. But we're suggesting for people like Anna. Hi, Anna.
In Canberra.
Hiya.
You loved back in the day who?
Take That.
Oh.
Now, is there a Euro twinge to your voice, a UK twinge I can tell?
Yes, I'm English.
Okay. Now, what just...
So when Take That called it a day, do you remember that moment?
I do, but they're still together now.
Oh, are they?
Are they?
Yeah, they're still like the biggest band in the UK, like selling out stadiums.
Really?
Well, they got back together, didn't they? They
reformed. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry for my ignorance.
There was a moment where they said, like Gary Barlow went and did his own thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was devastating.
Devastating. And that's the sort of feeling that we are trying to empathise with the nation right now, because One Direction have been slanged off by mainstream media saying, no one will remember this boy band in a year's time. And Anna's proving otherwise.
Yeah, Anna, you still love them and you still hold a candle. And we're going to ask you to stay on the line because there's a little person that we want you to give some advice to in a moment.
Hold there,
if that's
Anna.
Okay.
Thank you. We've got Lisa.
Hi.
Now, Lisa, who are you a massive fan of?
I am still in love with the Backstreet Boys.
And that's the kind of feeling we are trying to educate Australia about, because once a boy band fan, always a boy band fan, I feel.
Yeah. How goes your devotion, Lisa? How many years? From what age?
Probably when I was about 10 years old. I'm now 27.
Wow.
17 years. That's a decent knock.
Yep. Well, look at that too. There's nothing else from when you were 10 that you would really remember, but that, it stayed with you.
Yeah, definitely. I just went and saw them earlier this year in concert as well. They are still amazing.
Still amazing.
And like One Direction fans, I reckon you have one particular. Was it AJ, Nick Carter? Who was your man?
It was AJ right from the start.
AJ! Yeah. Ooh, the bad boy. That's what she's dealt with.
Okay, so Lisa, 17 years later, you're still experiencing them. We have a little... Well, that's condescending to say that. I always assume One Direction is to be little because...
Oh, there, Lisa.
They've been around
young,
for 5 years.
Gemma's, yeah, that's right. Gemma, hi.
Hi, how you going?
Good. I'm sorry to call you little.
No, that's a compliment. I'll take it as a compliment.
Okay.
But yeah, I still am crushing hard. I mean, I know it's still current, but Harry Styles is just absolutely amazing.
So you're devastated to hear.
I can never see it going, finishing. But I am a little bit devastated. I know they'll be back, but...
False hope.
But yeah, it's even better when you get to actually meet your idol, which I luckily did this year when they came through.
Oh, damn, girl.
And then it accidentally made me internet famous a little bit for like a month.
Gemma! You know them personally.
See,
no wonder you're hurting.
That's not what Lisa and Anna were able to do back in the day. There was no chance of meeting and getting a kiss from Hazza and putting that on the old...
Into the mahogany room.
What is the mahogany room?
You know Crown, that Crown Casino, the high rollers. Oh.
No, mate, they don't let me in there.
It's the fancy place for the fancy people.
Yeah. And luckily no one else was sort of allowed in because they looked a bit younger. But... snuck in there and got to meet him and got to see Niall. I actually did a thing against the band and ended up taking photos of Niall kissing someone.
This girl is
online.
Oh,
okay.
And I ended up getting 5,000 followers.
All right. I'm thinking now, Gemma, you work for TMZ.
Yeah,
so we're talking to someone from Scoopla here.
No, but Sugarscape actually were following my tweets for about 2 weeks. They kept reading articles about me, saying things like "we are us and she is her,"
I have no idea what's happening.
No, I get the feeling, Gemma. Right, I get the feeling this is less about One Direction and more about you, to be honest.
Yep.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Now I know there's been a lot of terror in the news surrounding I think shark attacks.
Oh, but just terror in general. I think that's like a top three buzzword.
Well, in general, but shark attacks particularly. For a while there, in and around the McFanning thing, there was a suggestion that animals are taking over.
Jumping up on land and just stealing people's money.
This is more terrifying to me.
Than sharks?
I mean, I can avoid sharks because I don't go in the water, right?
Rabies, taipans.
A mutant head lice.
What? That is terrifying.
Yes.
Mutant
that is now resistant. It's a super lice, resistant to treatment. Okay, I read about this and I went, you're what the hey the what now?
The orange stuff doesn't work?
Mate, I have, and there's a lice epidemic apparently going around Australia at the moment.
You got a six-year-old. That's like terror time.
And a letter came home from the school.
Oh, no.
And I then went and cut my daughter's hair.
Well, how short?
Pretty short.
Is that legal?
She's had lice once in my entire life, in her entire life, and she had really long, thick hair. And that is like, honestly, you can't, it's just the treatment of it takes an entire day. And it's so, you have to do it again and again and again. And here's some facts about lice, right? And the reason.
Do we need them? Do we need facts about lice? Is that what I want to?
They can't jump or fly. Lice.
Positive. Positive thoughts from Joe Stanley. Re-lice.
But if one head touches another, a lice can move 23 centimetres in a minute.
In a minute? So a rugby scrum's not a great place to be if you got lice.
No. I hear also cinemas.
Yeah, putting your head on the back of the seat.
Yes!
Oh, now I'm thinking about it and I'm scratching my head. How long can they live on a chair for?
Oh, not long, but long enough.
You're feeding them popcorn?
Someone stands up, walks away, and then you come in and sit down there.
They're crawling down eating the peanut M&Ms that you left on the floor. They can survive forever.
That's how they became mutant, perhaps.
Ah, they're getting fed. It's the sugar.
Anyway, worse still, usually kids outgrow lice because lice has to be head-to-head contact, and it comes from little kids because they're cuddling all the time or wrestling or, you know, they're always in contact, okay?
Yeah.
No, it's hitting the teens now.
The teens are getting lice. Yeah, because you don't hear it too often in high schools.
No. Because of selfies.
What do you mean?
Well, because when you take a selfie, you have to mush your head together.
Oh, to fit on the screen.
Yeah.
My head's itchy. You've ruined me. I thought I had dandruff, but now I'm thinking I've got super lice.
And you've got the headphones on.
I've got headphones on.
Mate, well.
Hamish and Andy use these and they're notoriously dirty people. Bloody getting selfies with everybody.
But all I know is lice is a reason for cutting hair, shaving their head if you need to, burn your house down, whatever it takes. I think it's the biggest argument for homeschooling there is, just to avoid the lice.
Is it really that tough?
It's horrific, Michael. Once it's in your house.
Hold on, you recently shaved your head.
Don't even look at me. Don't even look at me.
All right.
Weekend Breakfast. With Joe and Michael.
It is Saturday morning. It is your Weekend Breakfast, Joe and Michael.
So you surely saw the footage. And if you haven't seen it, just go Google it now. It's pretty amusing. Of Usain Bolt, having just won the 200-metre final in the World Championships in Beijing, there's a camera guy just floating past on a Segway because that's what you do to get that really cool moving shot past the world champion, the fastest man on the planet.
Mate, those legs, they are invaluable.
Yeah.
Right? There's no greater, they're more important than Heidi Klum's legs.
Absolutely. Yep. And so the camera guy, he kind of clipped the edge of like some barricading kind of thing. And Segway went down. He went down. Usain Bolt went down.
Took a nasty turn though, didn't it? Like he's unlucky. It just went right angles towards Usain.
So he was just swinging slowly alongside and he's popped over. But the thing, he's lost balance and he's just basically just slid straight into Usain Bolt's ankles. And it looks dangerous.
The fastest man alive. He was okay. And in fact, Usain Bolt, you know, he's made jokes about it since. I think he suggested that it was...
Justin Gatling. His competitor. Funny. Said, paid him. Yeah. Which is, you know, and he got up looking cool too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did a back roll up.
He was fine. But that poor camera guy, man. Like he just, you know, you couldn't get a person on the planet who's more popular than Usain Bolt. Like he is one of those people that everybody wants to be mates with.
He unifies people because he's from Jamaica.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't like Americans, some people don't like Brits, some people don't like Jamaicans.
Mm. That's right.
That's why cool runnings is a thing.
And he's funny and he's cool.
Loves
and he's,
cricket. Yeah. So, like he's a mad dog.
Yeah. And he's the fastest man on the planet, which instantly makes you want to be his mate.
Oh, yeah.
He's easy on the eye as well, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he goes okay. Similarly, I would suggest Hugh Jackman.
Yep.
He's one of those people that Everybody wants to be his mate.
Kelly Slater?
Yes, everybody wants to be his mate.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Tay. Oh my God. She's like one of the most popular chicks. She's like, she's killing it for popularity.
Oh man,
like,
people are... She's making some friends with getting all those people up on stage too.
Yes. Hamish and Andy are people that everybody wants to be their best mate.
Carl Stefanovic. Come on.
Do you reckon?
I love Carl.
People love
Carl. I love Carl too, but I don't know if every university.
All my mates love Carl.
Yeah, but you've worked with him, so he's like on a regular level for you. He's like a normal person. To me, he's a god.
I'm suggesting, for people. Well, anyway, what we're forming a list of is celebrities like George Clooney, who just everybody wants to be the best friend of his, okay? Yeah. I wonder if it happens in the real world.
What if there's that person within a group or within a school or within a workplace that's the popular guy?
Yeah. Do you walk around life knowing that you are the cool person at school, like you are the most popular? And how does that make you feel? Like, that was definitely
like
not
the
me
Gretchen
at school.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Is it Gretchen Wiener?
Gretchen, yeah.
Or is like, last name Wiener? Did I just make that up?
I don't really know.
From Mean Girls?
Yeah.
But that person.
That person.
Except everybody kind of hated her, too.
By the end. But there was a point. Yeah. The popular guy.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from you, 13, 10, 16.
It's a safe place here, though. No judgment.
No. Yeah. I'm really fascinated to know. And if you were at school, can you carry it on through life? Like, surely that informs your confidence quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think... Were any of us... I wasn't a popular guy.
No, I was. A friend of mine was the one.
Mm. Joe?
No.
You think you're?
I had friends, who were the popular ones. So by default, I kind of got to hang out with them.
Okay, so 13, 10, 16.
I just walked around in their shadow going, yeah. I'm friends with her.
Your shadow is delicious. Let me stand in it. 13, 10, 60, we want to know, like Usain Bolt, are you the popular one that everybody wants to be friends with? We're not sure if people will call, but we know they're out there.
Yeah, they must be. I want to know, what's it like?
And own it. Here we go.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
It's your Weekend Breakfast across Australia with two of the most popular radio hosts.
Can you actually just shut up?
I said two of the.
No.
Don't patronize.
Okay, two of not the.
Two people.
I don't like to think of myself in terms of popularity.
Who does?
Despite the fact that I've held a job down for the last 15 years based on popularity.
I'm barely holding on, guys, so please.
Look, my heart just bled for this camera guy in Beijing who bowled over Usain Bolt on the Segway. Because Usain Bolt is one of the most popular people on the planet. Everyone wants to be his mate. So we asked you, does that happen in real life? Can you be the most popular person?
Yeah, with that level of popularity, and we all know it from high school, and I'm trying to think if it happens in a workplace. It does at our workplace. We have Hamish and Andy sort of wandering around, and we all want to be friends.
That's right.
They don't want a bar of it, which is fine.
Do they got their own
life? They've made their friends.
Jeanette, you are super popular at school.
Hello, yes.
So you would say you were the one that like everybody wanted to be mates with, and does it carry on into life outside of school?
I was pretty popular. I mean, my brother was pretty popular, so that sort of started it off, and I carried it pretty much from primary school to high school, and now I think that everybody wants to be my friend.
But, mate, you know what? I tell you what, if you can wake up on a Saturday morning and call in and admit that, I think that you have a great attitude about life, and I say kudos to you.
Jeanette, is it a bit of a pain? It's like there's only so many hours in a day to have all those friends.
So many people asking.
Sometimes I really don't need any more friends, and then I find that I start joining more friendship groups.
What's your friend request looking like on Facey?
It's you.
I'll tell you what, Jeanette, you sound bubbly. Boy. I want to be your friend. Totally.
Thanks, Jeanette.
Let's go have coffee.
Lawrence, popularity, hello. Tell me about it.
It just gets too much at times.
You wank.
I go to the supermarket to pay for my things and I get invited to barbecue.
Why? What is it about you, Lawrence, that people are drawn to?
I like him already.
I don't know what it is. Just my bubbly personality.
No one's knocking you over on a Segway, are they, mate?
Nah.
Oh, okay, so...
That then means if you're invited everywhere, do you find yourself just, you've got too much to juggle? You must be exhausted, Lawrence.
I've constantly got to come up with lies and excuses. I even say I'm working interstate at times just to get away.
This level of popularity, it must be hell
off
for Carl Stefanovic. It must be hell for Taylor Swift.
I don't know how Hamish gets out of bed.
Lawrence, how do you deal with it, mate?
I don't know. I just, day by day, I just... keep my head held high.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
We thought we'd have a bit of fun with... Do we even have an opener for this?
I don't think
no.
we do.
Anyway. Do you want to make one right now?
Sure, Celebs Say the Darndest
Things. Celebs Say the Darndest Things. Yeah. That was not worth it. I apologize.
You had a crack.
Jasmine, we invited you to call to play along.
Hi.
I didn't mention there's no actual prize for this.
That's
so,
fine.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad.
She's like, all right, see ya.
No, fun if she just hangs up. Like,
she's gone. Well, nice talking to you guys.
It's just, you know, a bit of fun. I'm going to play for you some grabs of what celebrities have said during the week. And you just got to tell us who the celebrity is. Okay.
Right. So listen closely.
So the first one is a guest on Jimmy Kimmel.
My dad's cool because, you know, I'm sure he'd maybe rather me not have my tits out all the time, yeah. but he'd rather me have my tits out and be a good person than have a shirt on and be a bitch. Which...
I don't know if the
Miley
two
Cyrus.
No, yeah. Miley straight
well
away.
Done.
How much do you love her?
Oh, I love her.
She is a unique human individual. Mm. And
I wanted to be Hannah Montana.
Well,
she's that's a bit different now.
Yeah. She was literally on Jimmy Kimmel with her booze and just like love heart pasties on. And she admitted that she's a nudist, basically. So
good on
she chooses not to wear tops pretty much wherever she goes.
I just need to point out, I don't think clothing and good person are mutually exclusive. I feel like you can do both.
Okay, I would agree with you there. All right. Well done, Jasmine. Next question. Who is Taylor Swift singing with here?
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, doesn't even need to wait for the song to finish.
There's not much more to it, to be honest.
Let it play out. There it is.
What a moment.
From Friends, obviously.
Oh, Jasmine. You
love
did
her.
Yeah.
Which one?
Taylor or Lisa Kudrow?
Both.
I know. Wasn't it just an awesome moment to reminisce over Friends? Like, reminiscing is my favourite thing.
Reminiscing? Is that a thing? Did you just make that up?
I just made that up.
Oh, mate. Patent pendant that. That is good.
We all loved Friends. Hey, well done, Jasmine.
Jasmine, just quickly. Thanks. Taylor Swift's coming to town at the end of the year. Which Australian celeb would you like to see get up on stage with her? You're about to say Toadie from Neighbours? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
Sure.
I don't know what he could offer.
I'd like to see the Commando.
Oh, what, like do like a training?
I was joking.
Oh.
Jasmine, who would you like to see?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Australian Delta?
Yeah, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, that's
probably that.
Two
all
of the
right
most beautiful people in the world.
Last question. You're doing so well,
two
Jasmine.
From two.
Okay. This guy was in the news this week because he has been banned from live interviews by his management, and in part because of what he said in this grab.
You remember being in Australia ever?
I don't know if I've been to Australia. Been to Australia?
Justin.
Justin. The Biebs.
I also love him.
Yeah, well, I love the Biebs too, but how insulting that he didn't remember that he'd come to Australia.
Oh, he remembers. He got in trouble for graffitiing something and spitting.
Yeah, I'm sure he was very drunk during that interview, so that's fine.
That interview was a court appearance.
Case closed, ladies and gentlemen.
Well done, Jasmine.
So, Jasmine, you're a fan of the Biebs?
Yes.
Have you heard his new song? Came out today or last night, I believe?
I just listened to it on YouTube. I'm on the way to work. So I just put it on YouTube and listened to it.
I haven't heard it. Can you give it a rating out of 10 for me?
Oh, it's a 9.
9. Yeah. So it's just almost a fan.
She's a believer.
Justin. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'll tell you what, she's been a good little contestant.
Yeah. Well done, Jasmine. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Have a good day at work.
It's going to be a big day for Jasmine, I think, after that.
It's all downhill from here.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
Now, right now, Tiger and is it Kendall or Kylie? Kylie. Kylie are still celebrating Kylie's 18th birthday.
Mm.
They're cavorting around the world.
Tiger, for those who don't know, rapper T-Y-G-A.
Yeah, not the,
not
Woods. Not the Bugatti
Woods
one
yeah
either.
Not Woods, no.
Yeah, so Tiger the rapper is with Kylie Jenner. And some articles have come out recently that suggest that he's going a little bit full on when it comes to the lyrics in his music. Now, you may have heard me say just before that Kylie just turned 18.
Yes, and I've read some of the lyrics, and I don't consider myself a conservative mother.
No,
but if I read those sorts of lyrics about from my boyfriend, my daughter's boyfriend,
oh boy,
about my daughter,
oh boy,
holy,
oh boy,
moly,
yes,
oh boy,
that young man would want to go on the run.
Wash your mouth out, sir.
Yeah, I can't. We can't even play any of them because they're that gross. But some of the issues that he deals with is the fact that when they were dating, she was 17 and he was, I don't know, he's 23 or something. So it's not, you know, the work, but it's definitely still a thing. And he raps about that sort of age difference and how much he enjoy. Like, it's gross. It's gross as hell. And people are saying, oh, you know, this is how, you know, this is what young relationships are like. This is, you know, people are defending him saying, no, this is what young relationships are like. This is what the relationships are like.
Not particularly respectful of her.
No. Good Lord, no. So, and a lot of people were saying, you know, maybe no, you know, maybe that's what the usual young relationships are like now. Maybe that's, they're in the honeymoon period. Maybe that's what it's like. But I thought, no. That's not the case. People live busy lives these days. We're not all celebrities, okay? We've got things to worry about at home. And I thought I would introduce to Australia what it would be like if a regular person, maybe with kids, maybe with things to look after at home, if they were a gangster rapper they were rapping about their relationship.
Yep.
I feel like it'd sound a little bit like this.
Yeah, it's your boy Mickey B. Walk to my house, what do I see? My little shorty, yo, down on her knees.
So I helped her back up because she's obviously fallen down. people can be clumsy sometimes.
Now I'm walking up the stairs. See a pretty girl, she laying on my bed. She a full tan, yo, pretty red head. And I said, what are you doing on my bed?
That's silly, you should not here. There you go. I'm tired, mate.
Hey. Hey, now I'm walking down the street. See two pretty blondes with fat ass cheeks. I said, bend over, girl, let me show you a treat.
And I get out my Visa and I give them my card details because they work for Oxfam. And that's a great local charity. And I believe they're backpackers as well. So local economy means a lot for me.
I walk in the bedroom, she bites her lip. Curtains are closed, her dress starts to slip. Reach in my pockets, then out I whip.
These receipts for the kids' school outfits, because I don't know if we can claim them. Put some clothes on. We need to talk about these finances just quickly.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Joe and Michael.
It's Saturday morning. Hopefully you're up doing something, some exercise or something for your weekend breakfast.
No, don't bother with that. Sit down and enjoy your weekend.
Okay, do that.
Yeah, do what you like. Myself, one of the things I do generally is something related to hair removal. Most weekends.
Really?
Yes, you know.
Whereabouts?
That's a little personal.
At home?
Is it? I don't know. You've answered the question if you say that. At home? Sure.
Yep. At the supermarket?
Yeah.
In a dark room.
Yesterday I was looking at my legs thinking I should probably get them waxed because I've got the winter coat on.
Do you get your legs waxed?
Yes.
I thought you shaved them. Isn't that what you do?
I wax.
Not you, I mean people.
No.
You can shave or wax.
As well.
That would hurt like hell.
You get used to it. I've been doing it since I was 15, so I don't really notice it so much. But
I obviously know a lot about women.
Anyway, as I was looking at my hairy legs, which, you know, resemble, because they're super pale and the hair is very long and black because I've got my winter coat on, right?
Sure, you need a winter coat. Keep yourself warm.
I would suggest it. I was kind of like a cactus, if you imagine what a cactus looks like.
I feel you.
If a cactus was white, sure.
Yeah. So I was looking at that. I thought to myself, how come?
Pray tell.
How come when you see advertisements for very attractive women who are selling shavers for legs, for the ladies.
With a cocoa butter cake around the razors.
Yeah. How come their legs are already hairless?
They're shiny.
Good point. And they don't get the bits of hair caught in the soap around it, and there's not a scummy water pool around them from shaving.
It really annoyed me. I thought, if you really want to sell me a shaver, put my Magilla Gorilla legs on telly and let me see how well it does.
Exactly.
Actually ripping this hair out. Because let me tell you, I reckon I could have gone through three shavers yesterday.
Mate, it's like when they don't put a new 4x4 on a clean road. They put it out on the rocks and the dirt, and it's like, geez, that'll work.
That's
well.
It. Yes, my legs are like rough terrain.
All terrain. I need an all terrain razor.
I'm off-roading here.
Yes.
This is not just for the beauty industry. I mean, how many lies are told to us by advertisers? I mean, look at shots of food. You look at a burger, you're like, looks amazing. You get the burger, you're like, what is this squashed down piece of crap?
What has happened here?
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. We all know that the advertisers lie to us. But in this instance, I reckon it would sell better if they put hairy legs out there.
I want to see Bigfoot selling my shaver. That's what I want.
Get a bloke doing it. And I'm like, yeah.
Stop looking at me. You're looking at me. No, no one needs that.
If you can cut through that guy's hair, then yeah, I'll buy that razor.
It's a hedge trimmer. That's what it is.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
Weekend Breakfast.
It's your Saturday morning. Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge here for your Weekend Breakfast.
It's time to do this.
Batch chat, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when 38 ladies come for you? Batch chat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just what you want.
What you gonna do?
Bachelor carries on apace with much drama, of course, and tears. And during the week, in fact, a storm out.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, how good.
I love a bit of a storm out.
Emily, who was sort of known as being, you called her a princess, Shura.
I didn't call her a princess. That's what how people perceived her. Yes.
No, Shura called her a princess. Let's stop backtracking, mate.
Come on now. That's how she was seen. Sam even said something about that as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. So
he saw it.
She did leave the house before even receiving a rose because she could see what was on the cards. And she actually, by her own admission, decided to numb herself to the pain of this by drinking too much. That's great role modelling.
How do you deal with your problems, Australia? Well, I drink excessively. Yeah, then I walk out of my problems.
So this is her in the back of the limo, and you can tell that she's had a few.
You can.
She's talking about, you know, what had unfolded between her and Sam.
I walked out pretty sure that Sam would have given me a rose, but after the conversation that I'd had with Sam tonight where he's telling me that he thinks of me like this, where yes, he's really sure and then no, he's not, and then yes, he is, and then no, he's not. I'm like,
I think the damage has been done so severely, there's no recovering from it.
It actually makes me sick that I'm leaving before Nina.
Wow.
Princess.
A little jab at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, very much a jab at the end. She has, when she references Sam, you know, he wants one thing, then another. She actually at one point said, you know, there's so much emphasis on what Sam wants. Like, what about us? What if we don't like him? It's like, do you understand the game? It's
called premise of the show. It's like an umpire at a footy game going, well, what about me? Hold on, what if I want to take the ball for a run? It's not the way it works, mate.
No, it's not. But what I did see and love was at the top of that little grab there where she said, oh, if we go to Shura.
No, sorry.
You're having your coffee there.
It's water.
I walked out.
Sorry, no, that's the long one. You want this.
I walked out pretty sure that Sam would have given me a rose.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
He did that. She did that thing where you see the writing on the wall and you go, I'm going to get dumped. I better get in first.
Yeah. You don't. I don't get dumped. I dump you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done the full George Costanza.
She's essentially seen the text that says, "Can we have a chat?"
Oh. Yes, which is always a gamble, right? Because it could be going into a really positive area.
Yeah, I want to go to Maui with you.
Yes,
but I bought a dog.
A friend of mine actually went to propose, and because he'd taken a long time to do it, sat her down. He goes, "Look, I've got to talk to you about something." She goes, "You know what? I want to talk to you about it." And she was about to break up with him. He stopped her and goes, "I know where you're going with this."
Oh my God.
Because she thought, like, if he doesn't do it now, he's not ready.
Oh, too
funny. Instead, and then gave her the ring. So it can happen.
It can go either way.
I would renege on my ring if she's about to break up.
You're like, what? Now you want to break up with me? Have we got issues I didn't know about?
Begrudgingly.
I slept with your brother. Oh, my God. No. I don't even have one.
We'd love to hear from you. 131060, did you break up with someone because you wanted to get in first? Because it probably means that you really weren't ready to break up.
No.
But it was a kind of a matter of pride.
Pride's much more important than a strong relationship.
Can be, I suppose, for some people. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've almost come into a situation like that. Remember end of last year?
Yes, with...
Would you
we're not allowed to speak her name.
There's no point. We're friends now, but I was sort of just waiting around for someone to get back, and she got in early.
Oh, before she got back.
She could tell that things weren't... And she's just gone, boom, beat me early to it. And
would you accept quitting before being fired, or is it more...
Oh, gee.
Yeah, no, that's because you can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, sure. You could, if we get those calls too, who are we to be fussy? Cool.
131060. Have you got in first? Did you get in first in the breakup?
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
We were just talking about Emily from Bachelor who got out before she was handed the rose because she knew she could see the writing on the wall.
Mm.
It can be dangerous just getting in before the other person. And I recently bumped into an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Oh, really?
Who was the guy. You know, you have the heartache that you just never forget.
Even
though you've
burn.
Gone on and you're married happily to someone else for a very long time, you just remember how deeply you were wounded by that guy.
And sometimes
right?
It's a good wound.
Well, you never forget it and you grow from it. I learned from it. I was a better person for it probably maybe a year later, but in that year immediately afterwards, I was crazy, right? I was so heartbroken. I stalked him. I sat outside his house in my car cursing him whenever I could see that he was out. Like,
what?
I was a mad woman.
You're
right?
a mad woman. And that's before Facebook stalking too.
This guy
actual
dumped
stalking.
Me, right? So yeah. I caught up with him, right? Just recently at a party, and I discovered he thought I dumped him somehow.
What?
What?
What was a phone conversation in which he thought I was dumping him and I thought he was dumping me? And apparently he was heartbroken too.
So much heartbreak.
So much pain over nothing.
I know. We could have stayed together. Who would have known? I would never have met Daz.
Daz,
though. So I'm very glad that I went through that heartache.
We're back tomorrow morning from 7. We'll see you then.
Positive
Weekend Breakfast. Joe Stanley, Michael Beveridge.
Weekend Breakfast.